WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Say yeah, we have Raw, brand new Raw Tag Team Champions. That's the biggest story coming out of Monday Night Raw, because it was a really boring show for two-thirds of it until the Revival walked out as the new Tag Team Champions. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by Gerwick.net and MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rock, and that's Lindsay Ward.
I feel like I got taken hard by the ending of Raw. Does that count for anything?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we should. I mean, that's sort of a thing.
I mean, that was like without lube and everything. That was just like not even cool what just happened on Raw.
Yeah.
I'm going to be one of those fans, and I'm going to complain on the internet, because by God, that's what I can do. I want to talk about that first, because I need to live react to that.
No, we'll get to that. We're going to sum this
no!
up.
No!
Just wait. Baron Corbin, Finn Balor, Braun Strowman, Drew McIntyre.
You want to talk about Baron Corbin right now after what just happened?
Let me finish.
No!
Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, Finn Balor, Bobby Lashley, and a bunch of other people had a really long, boring six-man tag. No one cared, okay? Seth Rollins is going to WrestleMania, is going to burn it down. Dean Ambrose says, slay the beast. Dean Ambrose with a perfectly executed small package. Nia Jax and Tamina beat Bayley and Sasha and the Riot Squad. Ruby Riott beat Nikki Cross. That was Raw. Go.
Okay, so, ending of Raw. The whole story that was like going through Raw was Becky Lynch gets unsuspended, and they tell her, well, because, you know, she gets the clearance from the doctor that she can wrestle, everybody's happy, except, you know, Hunter and Steph, they need that twist. They want that, you know, pound of flesh for being humiliated, and, well, what they want from Becky is an apology.
Simple. Very simple,
it's
an apology.
I mean, in terms of a consequence, that's really light. And so everybody's like, just apologize. And so throughout the whole night, we see Becky.
Getting advice. She was getting advice from Finn Balor, from Alexa Bliss, from Ronda Rousey at one point. Finn and Becky was an interesting thing, where as he walked away, she said, what?
By the way, your abs are still awesome, which they are. So, you know, there you go. But yeah, because, I mean, it basically boiled down to where Hunter gave her the choice, where it's like, you can die on this hill, you can fight this fight right now, and you can lose, or you can go to WrestleMania.
Pretty much.
It's your choice.
And it was a great opening segment. Becky was awesome. It was straight fire. All that fun stuff. So it was great. Great setup.
And she gave a great impassioned speech about kicking Vince McMahon's ass.
Yeah.
Which plays into later.
And to circle back really quick before you go on, the invitation was the McMahon family invited her to Raw. Continue.
Yes. So, Becky comes out. Becky apologizes, much to her chagrin, to Hunter and Steph, but she recognizes that, you know, this is not the time or the place to lose this opportunity. It's too big. And all the overwhelming advice is just do the thing. Just apologize. You're getting off really light with this, so, you know, do it. So she does, and they all agree, yes, yeah, she's going to WrestleMania. She's going to fight. It's going to be fine. You know, Becky gives another really impassioned speech about how she's going. Ronda comes out. And the two kind of have a stare down, and then, welp, Hunter just kind of watches this happen, and then Hunter has sort of sulks off, and we're like, is he going to get in the middle? Guess not. And then, well, strain plays over the speakers, and suddenly we hear the very familiar, you have no chance, no chance in hell. Vince McMahon appears from the catacombs of the backstage. He's fired up. He's talking to Becky. And basically, he's going to do the one thing that nobody else is going to do or wants him to do, which is he suspends Becky Lynch for 60 days. 60 days, which would put her back 5 days after WrestleMania. The crowd immediately reacts. They boo. The internet implodes. Everybody's sitting here going, WTF, what are you doing? Becky's pissed. Ronda's pissed. Nobody is happy about this except for Vince McMahon and, well, the person that he's going to bring out to replace Becky Lynch in this match, which is a beaming Charlotte.
So Vince McMahon talked about how he's the man, she's not the man, which is why she suspended him. He was not accepting her apology, unlike Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. He will not accept it. And he needs someone with grandeur and stature. And he needs Charlotte Flair in the main event for the biggest WrestleMania main event of all time. He needs it.
He may need it, but the rest of us don't. I mean, I'm sorry. Charlotte, we all love Charlotte. Don't get me wrong. Charlotte is an amazing performer. And I get partially why they're doing this. So I understand the logic behind this, but I think everybody was perfectly fine with this being one-on-one Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey, and we would have all taken it just as it was, good, bad, or indifferent, because we all really, really wanted to see this match one-on-one. And I don't know why they're now making it a triple threat, other than because they can and because they want it to be, and somebody can take a loss without getting pinned, and it's a good way to potentially get the title off of Ronda. But I don't think there's a lot of people who wanted this. I think the overwhelming majority is they wanted the one-on-one between Becky and Ronda. And we knew this was coming. Everybody knew this was going to happen. But it's just like when this whole thing is like, it's so unnecessary. It's like, it's the main event of WrestleMania. It's the first main event that the women are going to have. And I understand it's something that Charlotte has coveted and Charlotte wants, but it's like, they were going to give it to Becky. It was going to be Becky's moment. And out of all the four horsewomen, in terms of the historic moments, Becky's gotten shafted on that. Hard. Really, really, really super hard. So it's like, if you're going to give it to one of them, give it to Becky and don't make her share it.
The plan has been for a while, whether we like it or not, this. There were other less convoluted ways to get here, but we're here. I told you when we previewed the Royal Rumble of the Rack, this was the plan, a triple threat match. I laid it out differently of how we got here, but they had a plan to get here. It's an interesting case of Charlotte Flair is their big homegrown star. That's what they want. They want her in the main event because, let's be real, she's earned the opportunity to be in the main event. Becky Lynch, and circling all the way back, Ronda and Charlotte was the main event of WrestleMania before Becky Lynch got her nose broken. Let's all remember that one. We were all cool with Ronda and Charlotte in the main event before Becky got her nose broke. That's all.
Yep.
Let's all circle back to that.
Yep.
That was a thing. That was the main event. But this is WWE reacting to everything, and this is where you got to give them credit for it. They see what Becky Lynch is doing.
They see the impact that she's having on the product. They're seeing the groundswell for her, and instead of not reacting to it, they're going with it absolutely. And she's been put into the main event of WrestleMania. Some suspected in place of Charlotte, but that's obviously not the case. But yeah, I mean,
it's not what you want, but it's where they're going. It'll be a fantastic match, no matter what. Hell, it could be.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
And Ronda's going to take the fall. Charlotte's not taking the fall. It's going to be Ronda, because believe me, that's going to...
They're not going to have Becky do it.
No, it's going to be Becky's moment at WrestleMania. Becky's going to win. She's going to beat Ronda Rousey, and everything will be fine. So there's that. Couple other things. Let's think about what they've been promoting on Raw lately. What's the one thing they've been promoting the last 2 weeks now? Right before the main events. The Ric Flair birthday celebration.
Oh, I know.
I wonder when we see Becky Lynch again. Woo.
Shit, I'm going to have to go to Raw next week, aren't I?
It's in 2 weeks.
Oh, crap.
Becky's gonna interrupt that, because I don't think we're going to see Becky next week, because they should actually keep her off TV to make the suspension actually stick. But she could be there next week. But my gut tells me the Ric Flair birthday celebration is going to be interrupted by the man. Just call it a hunch. From a storyline aspect, this makes all the sense in the world.
It's really well done. I mean, I have to give them credit. It's very well done. It's very well crafted. And having Vince put Charlotte in place of Becky is perfect. You could tell that they see a lot in Becky and in Charlotte. And Ronda, obviously, by having them work with who they're having them work with, which is the McMahon family, that is a huge bump for anybody in the company to get to work with the McMahons, let alone Vince.
They're treating this as the full-blown main event of WrestleMania. If there was any doubt of what is headlining the show, this is headlining the show. We've been saying it for weeks, but as every week goes by, the story continues to progress. This is your main event. This is being the focus story of Raw. This is being the focus story of SmackDown. It's not the WWE title match. It's not the Universal title match. It's the Raw Women's title with Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, and now Charlotte Flair. What this does for the SmackDown Women's Championship, I feel sorry for that crew.
Asuka's going to kind of, it will be interesting to see if they can get a contender for Asuka, because now you're taking Charlotte out of the picture. You're taking Becky out of the picture. Those are your two top performers next to Asuka on SmackDown. So you're going to have to find somebody to face her on that show, unless you mix it up and you have somebody from Raw, say like an Alexa Bliss, go for Asuka.
And it all depends on what goes down Sunday in the chamber. Who walks out with the Raw Women's Tag Team title? The WWE Women's Tag Team titles. It's like, then you can eliminate possibilities. If Bayley and Sasha walk out with the belts, you know their match at WrestleMania. If one of the SmackDown women win it, then you're going, okay, there's a couple of contenders. But if they don't win it, don't be surprised if it's Mandy Rose and Asuka.
Where Asuka just murders her in front of 80,000 people and that's it.
Yeah, groan all you want, but she would be the next, unless you give it to Naomi the shot, which I don't think they will. I think they're higher on Mandy at this point. Just don't be surprised if that's a thing. This is just me thinking out loud of what could happen. But then again, I could see Mandy and Sonya get the belts on Sunday and that's a wash. But we'll talk about it Thursday.
Yeah, we'll get into that more Thursday. But I think I think overall they're doing a wonderful job of setting this up. But the initial gut reaction to this is, you know, essentially F off, because it's like, I don't think anybody really wanted to see Charlotte in there. But somebody made a good point to me on Twitter where it's, they're putting Charlotte in that heel position to take the heat off of Ronda, because doing the feud with Becky, Ronda's been gravitating towards the heel position and they don't want her in that. They want her to be, at this point, I think, the neutral figure in the feud. So it's, you have Becky being the anti-hero babyface, you have Ronda in the middle, and then you have Charlotte being that sneaky heel pulling the Flair tactics to get into the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Either by bribing Vince or blackmailing Vince or whatever, sweet-talking Vince, you know, to get her way in. So that way she can be a part of it.
Or there's one thing that's been put out there, and it's very obvious what's out there. There's a show called Fastlane. And
gotta do a tweener.
And they've been promoting this matchup for Fastlane in local advertisements for a while. Becky versus Charlotte. Now you know the meaning behind that match and what that serves. That serves Becky has to beat Charlotte to get back in the Mania. Boom. It's all out there. Storyline, they're telling you, showing their cards. This is what's going to happen. Becky's not screwed long term. The character right now is, which for television's sake is fantastic because it makes for great television. Because there's no one who can come on the air on any podcast and say, these segments have sucked.
Oh no, they have not sucked. Not in the least. The Becky Hunter stuff has been some of the most powerful things that we've seen on Monday Night Raw and on SmackDown Live as of late. And what I'm liking that they're doing is I think we're starting to see an end to that brand split, and they're starting to bleed the two shows slowly back together. I think you could still get away with having your SmackDown champion and your Raw champions would have the two titles and then eventually go back for that unification if you want. But I like how you're starting to bleed the rosters back together a little bit. And have those crossover superstars.
I wouldn't say it's crossover. They're trying because it's not really crossover. This is them getting two stars off of SmackDown to Raw. That's all this. The brand extension's not changing because Fox Sports paid for SmackDown and they're getting their own brand. There's no doubt about it because they're not paying for Raw talent. They're paying for the SmackDown show with SmackDown specific talent. But that's here or there. They're transitioning, they're getting the audience on Raw to learn, here's Becky Lynch, here's Charlotte Flair. They're coming over now to feud with Ronda. They're going to be the three contenders. SmackDown, after whatever, are going to get their champion, their title picture, and Becky and Charlotte won't be on SmackDown anymore. That's just the way it is. After WrestleMania, Charlotte will probably go back to SmackDown, but she's challenging for the Raw title right now. So she's going to be on Raw. Will she apparently may appear on SmackDown once in a while? Yeah. But she's coming back to Raw for this moment, for this match. Because say what you will, how good SmackDown is, Raw will, until October, be the A show.
Yeah, they are in boost Raw's ratings however you can, short of getting The Undertaker back on TV mode. I mean, that's really what they're trying to do, because Raw's ratings have continued to suffer while SmackDowns have sort of stabilized and have been on the rise thanks to Charlotte and Becky and a lot of the others on that show. So now they're trying to bring that magic over to Raw by putting Becky in the situation with Ronda, including Charlotte and that, and just moving people along, because I think we've
what?
Anyway, I'll copy and paste that to you. Lost my train of thought for a second. So, getting back to it, Raw is missing compelling stars right now. Again, it's still slightly suffering from the Roman Reigns syndrome of they didn't have anybody to back him up. They've moved Seth Rollins into that position, and they're slowly building Seth to Brock Lesnar and getting him into the position that he needs to be in, but he's not on the level that Roman was. Dean's kind of right there with him, but Dean's been discounted at this point because he's leaving. So it's like everybody's kind of like, yeah, you're there and we love you and you're great, but you're also going. So it's like, eh? So in terms on the male superstar side, you don't have a lot of people that are really compelling on Raw. So they've brought the best thing that they have going right now in the whole company, which is Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey, and they brought them together. And you're throwing Charlotte in there too, just to add the drama and the heel tactics and everything else. So I feel like that's what they're trying to do for Raw, is just give it something interesting, as opposed to us sitting here every week going, wow, that was an okay show, but
because guess
what? Nothing really happened.
Because guess what? 2.5 hours? Nothing really happened.
Well, you know, they could fix that.
No, we're not. No, no. I have a quote. I have a tweet to read. And I quote. Complete and utter bullshit, Becky Lynch.
The man has spoken.
The man has spoken.
By the way, Omega sent me a message saying that leave Becky and Charlotte on Raw because that brings the horsewomen together. It does. But I don't think they're going to stay there permanently, just because I don't know when they're going to go for the horsewomen match. If it's true that Ronda is leaving or taking a break after Mania, then they may not go for it. Because I feel like if you're going to do it, you really should have set it up at Survivor Series and done it at Survivor Series. But they didn't, because it was just a little bit too early. So we'll have to see where they go with it from there.
But with that, I say we're done?
I think we're done.
So this has been the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're going to preview the Elimination Chamber and talk more about this Becky Lynch situation, most likely. That's 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rec Extra Reviews, Total Bellas Season 4, Episode 4, which will be available on Wednesday. You can follow The Rack on Twitter, at Rack Radio Show. It's on Instagram and Facebook under the same thing, The Rack Radio Show, on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play, or Google Podcast. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio. CBRadioLive.com, GrowTheGreatDebate.com, Russell Talk Radio will be live once the Elimination Chamber's off the air, probably 11 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night. We will be back like we are every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, twitter.com/WildTalkRadio. You can follow and subscribe to our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive. If you play Fortnite or any epic game, use the creator code ROCKINSOCK in the item shop. And if you play Fortnite, you get a free weapon skin starting Wednesday. That's ROCKINSOCK in the item shop. Ding. Go.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LANSWRD. And well, tune in Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack. And also for The Rack Extra Total Bellas edition, where we will be back this week with the latest episodes, so you don't want to miss that.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by Gerwick.net and MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rock. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show. Streaming live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.